Burial Rites, written by Hannah Kent and read by Morven Christie. We heard a raven's shriek coming from the sea that chilled us to the core. I told her never to call out to nor feed a raven at night. Birds heard cawing in the dark are spirits, I said, and they would murder you as soon as look at you. I scared her, I'm sure, or she wouldn't have said the things she said later. I wonder where Sigga might be now. Why they refused to keep her with me at Stora Borg. They took her away one morning when I was in irons, not telling me where she was held, although I asked more than once. Away from you, they said, and that is enough. Agnes Magnusdottir. The man riding beside me has a hard look on his face. Agnes Magnusdottir, I am to inform you that you are to be held at Kornsau until the time of your execution. He is reading something. His eyes flicker down to his gloves. As a criminal condemned by the court of this land, you have forfeited your right to freedom. He folds the piece of paper and slips it in his glove. You do well to wipe that scowl off your face. They're gentle people at Kornsau. Here, man. Here is your smile. Is it a good one? Do you see my lips crack? Do you see my teeth? He passes my mare, and the back of his shirt is damp with sweat. Have they done it on purpose? Kornsau, of all places. Yesterday, when I was shut up in the storeroom of Stora Borg, Kornsau would have seemed a heaven. A place of childhood, the river, the bright grass, the hillocks of turf oozing water in spring. But I see now that it will be a humiliation. People will know me in the valley. They will remember me as I was, as a baby, as a child, as a woman running from farm to farm. And then they will think of the murders. And that child, that woman, will be forgotten. I can't bear to look about me. I gaze at the horse's mane, at the lice crawling about the hare. And I don't know if they are from the mare or from me.